The first day of the blessed month of Abib, the martyrdom of Saint Febronia the ascetic. It was on this day that Saint Febronia, a nun, was martyred. She was the niece of the Mother Superior, or abbess, who oversaw a convent of 50 nuns. This convent was in Mesopotamia, which is in the area of modern-day Iraq. Febronia's aunt brought her up to love and trust God and taught her the writings of the Holy Scriptures. As the young girl grew up, she vowed to devote herself to Jesus Christ and become a nun. She chose to turn away from the world, cutting herself off from earthly cares, and became an ascetic, living a very lean, hard life, fasting for 2 days at a time and unceasing in her prayers. It was during this time that the Roman Emperor Diocletian was harshly persecuting Christians, and thousands of Christians had been martyred at his command. When it was heard that the soldiers were near the convent on their mission of persecution, the nuns became afraid and left the convent to go into hiding. The only ones who stayed were Saint Febronia and her aunt, the abbess, and one other nun. The next day, the soldiers and envoys of the emperor came to the convent and seized the abbess. As they humiliated her and threatened her, Febronia tried to save her. "She is an old woman," she cried out. "Leave her alone. Take me instead if you must harm someone." But the soldiers took Febronia also and took both of them in ropes to the governor. Febronia was 20 years old and very beautiful, and the governor offered her many treasures if she would renounce her God and worship the stone idols of Jupiter and Hercules, and even of the emperor that he called gods. Febronia refused. God was everything to her. The governor ordered that her dress be torn off and that she be beaten. The abbess cried out that the governor would be punished by God for harming the pure and innocent Febronia. But for every torture the evil governor could order inflicted upon Febronia, God comforted her with courage, grace, and peace. Finally, the governor ordered that Febronia's head be cut off, and thus Febronia received the crown of martyrdom as she entered the kingdom of the Lord, to whom she was so devoted. A Christian man took the body of Febronia and covered it with costly shrouds and placed it in a golden box. May her prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day, we also commemorate the passing of Saint Bayuca and Saint Tayaban. It was on this day that two priests who were brothers, Saint Bayuca and Banayan, also called Tayaban, passed away. They were priests in the church of a town called Tuna, in the diocese of Tanta. Their father was a deacon of the church and took care of the cleaning and maintenance as a way of serving. All three were very devoted to the church and to serving God. It came to pass that when the priest, Father Banayan, was celebrating the divine liturgy, someone came to him and told him that his father was very close to death and needed to see him immediately. But Father Banayan told his father's messenger that he could not take off the priestly clothes that were meant to be worn only for services until communion had been shared and the service was over. Banayan added that as much as he wanted to see his dying father right away, it would have to wait until after the service. If God was willing for him to see his father before he died, that would happen. If his father died before he saw them, that too was the will of God. His father sent for him 3 more times during the Mass, and each time Banayan was forced to give the same answer. As soon as he finished the service, he rushed to his father's bedside, but found that his father had already passed away. The church vessels, such as the special ones used for the most important feasts, were stored in a place known only to Banayan's father. And so the priest went to Saint Daniel, a godly priest who lived in the desert of Shahit, and told him of the hidden vessels. Through divine inspiration, Saint Daniel was able to guide him to the place where the items were stored. Both Saint Banayan and his brother, Saint Bioka, continued to devote their lives to God until they peacefully passed away. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.